If you want to know what is really happening in the world today, you need to read the Parsha HaShavua, the weekly Torah reading. Join Rabbi Mendel Lipska for the next hour as he delves and enumerates the themes running through the weekly Torah Parsha, only on 101.9 High FM.
And a wonderful Erev Shabbos to all of you. Great to be with you, share some ideas, to talk about the Parsha, talk about the very special time of the year that we're in, to talk about the energy that exists at this time of the year, and how we must apply that particular blessing to our lives in order to ensure that we make most of this particular moment. We start a new book, the fourth book of the Torah, the book of Bamidbar, the very first parsha within Bamidbar, a very special section of the Torah because it talks about the travels of the Jewish people, the counting of the Jewish people. It talks about the development of the Jewish people. Up to now, we spoke about certain events, the beginning of the world, creation of the world, the patriarchs, the Jewish people, as they experienced the difficulties in Egypt and the great Exodus. We talked about the laws of the sanctuary, the temple and the wilderness. We talk about the offerings, the sacrifices. And now we talk about what happened to them while they were in the wilderness. A great many stories, stories that tell us precisely of how the Jewish people developed as a nation within challenging circumstances. But we'll leave that for the weeks as we go on. It's a special time of the year. We are in the days leading up to one of the most important festivals of the year, the festival of Shavuos, the festival when we received the Torah. The Torah, which is, well, the blueprint for creation, the Torah, which is the guide for life for the Jewish people, the Torah, which is the wisdom of God, the Torah, which is the great gift of God, the Torah, which God gave us at Sinai, the Torah, which is the purpose of life, the Torah. It has been described in so many different ways because it is infinite in nature. It's the Word of God, the wisdom of God, that which God communicates to each and every one of us, to each and every one of us in a particular sort of way. And we stop for a moment and think, how is it possible for limited creatures such as ourselves, human beings with limited minds, limited hearts, and certainly limited time, how is it possible for us to receive this infinite, limitless Word of God? After all, God is well beyond infinite, beyond any type of description. And he takes his wisdom, the wisdom of God, which is beyond infinite as well. How is it possible for us with our limited minds, with our limited intellect, with our limited emotion, how is it possible for us to receive this limitless, infinite wisdom into our lives? And the answer, of course, is that this is one of the great miracles that God performs on a regular basis, that he enables us through our neshama, through our souls, to receive this incredible knowledge. And not only to receive it in some sort of vague and distant way, but to actually internalize it in a very personal sort of way. There's a beautiful Chabad custom. You know, before every festival, we have a unique way of, well, giving a greeting to each other about that festival. For instance, before Pesach, we say, Chag Kasher v'Sameach, you should have a kosher and joyous festival. Before Shavuot, what we say is, you shall have Kabbalat HaTorah v'Simcha u'b'Pnimiyut. You should receive the Torah with joy and with internalization. Joy and internalization. Two terms that talk to us about the method through which and by which a limited human being such as ourselves is able to receive this infinite wisdom of God. The first being joy. Joy is something which is difficult to achieve because joy is not only some superficial sense of happiness, but joy is something which is intense and powerful. Simcha poritz geder. Joy breaks down all barriers. Joy is something which is so powerful. It enables one to lift oneself to the highest levels. True joy is something which permeates the entirety of a person, the mind, the heart, the body, the entire substance and well-being of a person is completely transformed when a person is in a state of joy. And joy comes with effort. Joy can be achieved at a level of true greatness. Simcha. Simcha shel mitzvah, the joy of performing a mitzvah, the simcha of acquiring knowledge, the simcha of a relationship where two people achieve an intense knowledge of something that is greater, the simcha of emunah, the simcha of faith. Simcha is something which can be achieved with effort. Pinimiyut. Pinimiyut is internalization, to recognize who one is, what is one's talents, what is one's ability, growth, development, application, doing something, as we'll soon explain, step by step, stage by stage, growth in a responsible and positive manner. Simcha and pnimiyut, joy and internalization, this enables us to receive the infinite wisdom of God. It's an interesting thing that when it comes to the Ten Commandments that God uttered at Sinai, it says, Vayedaber Elohim. Elohim is a name of God that has to do with gvura, severity. One would think it would say the four-letter name of God, Hashem. Why Elohim? Elohim is gvura. Gvura means application in a very direct and focused sort of way. Because Hashem directed his words to each and every one of us according to our ability, according to our particular structure and makeup. We receive the Torah according to the way we are made, according to our intellect, according to our emotion, in a very precise and tailor-made way. But it takes effort, because we have to know who we are. And how do we get to know who we are? That is the period that we've been going through, well, for the last 40-odd days. Sfirat HaOmer. Step by step, stage by stage. There's a beautiful story that's told about a chassid who would go visit his Rebbe every year for the high holidays, for the month of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and then, of course, the joyous time of Sukkot, Simchat Torah. And he would go by foot, by wagon, meet his friends along the way, and it would take him well over a month to get from his town, from his village, to where the Rebbe lived. And he would do this year after year. As he grew older, it was difficult for him to do this trip. Did it once in a while. And he would tell his grandson this incredible story of this wonderful journey. The grandson would listen to this. Time went on. The grandson grew up. The grandson became a person of means. He became a wealthy man. He came to his grandfather one day and he said, Grandfather, I'm going to give you a gift. I'm going to buy you a first class ticket on the train from our town to the Rebbe's town. And so he does. And along the way, sitting in this extremely comfortable first-class carriage, he sees his grandfather sitting there, quite sad. He says, Zayda, why are you sad? Here you are in a luxurious carriage, and you look so sad. He says, my child, I am sad, because I recall the days when I used to walk by foot. Along the way, I met my friends. We told stories to each other. We studied Torah with each other. Sometimes found a bed in an inn along the way. Some farmer would give us a ride in a wagon. There was a sense of brotherhood and joy. In every step, we knew we were getting closer and closer to the Rebbe. Here, it's too comfortable, too luxurious, too easy. I don't feel that same intensity, that same warmth, that same closeness. We live in a world of instant gratification. We want things to happen quickly, immediately. We have to return to the step-by-step, Sfirat HaOmer. We're coming to an end of that period. This is the way we prepare for Matan Torah, receiving the Torah, getting the Torah. in our limited sort of way, an infinite wisdom. More of that soon.
This is the Parsha HaShavua with Rabbi Mendel Lipska, only on 101.9 High FM.
Johannesburg Philharmonic Orchestra, a winter symphony season, is sure to warm the hearts of music lovers during the chilly winter months. Concerts take place at the Linder Auditorium on Thursday evenings from 5 to 26th June. Season ticket bookings via info@ipo.co.za. That's info@ipo.co.za. Tickets for single concerts available from Quicket. And listen to this. If you have a small business, think about this. Imagine you ran an amazing special offer. And imagine Chai FM told 125,000 people about it. Imagine we also posted your special offer on our social media platforms and listed you on our website. And imagine you could do all of that on a month-to-month basis. What would that be worth to you? Chai FM has a special stimulus package for small businesses, and you should get in touch to find out more. Email info@chaifm.com. That's info@chaifm.com. Or send a text at 2761-951019. That's 2761-895-1019. Or we'll call you, the 101.9 Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of building community businesses. We're talking about the Festival of Shavuot and the preparation for that, which is the Sfira period that's coming to an end, well, just within a day or two, and how that enables us to prepare ourselves in such a way that we, as limited creatures, are able to receive the infinite, beyond limitation, wisdom of God, the Torah. How we are able to take something which is far beyond our natural abilities and to take it into ourselves. And the answer is because each, every single day, we develop another one of those dimensions within our own lives, and we perfect it each and every single day. We not only count a day, we look at one of the 49 levels of our emotional makeup, and we look at it, we examine it, we understand it. We ask ourselves, what have I done with this particular aspect of my being? Have I dealt with it? Have I identified it? Have I worked with it? Have I applied it in a way which is appropriate? Have I enhanced it? Simply, have I perfected it? And when we go through 49 days of perfecting those 49 levels, we enter into the mystical and powerful dimension of the 50, something which is far beyond human capacity, something that we can't achieve on our own. The 50 is a gift from God. The 50 is the reward that we receive once we've gone through the 49 that we can deal with. That's the miracle, where a limited human being is able to receive the incredible, infinite dimension of Torah. But as I said before, it has to come b'simcha u'b'pnimiyot, with a willingness to receive it, with a sense of joy. Far too many people, unfortunately, see Torah as a burden, a yoke on my shoulder, a difficulty, something which interferes with my life, something which, well, disturbs my lifestyle. Anything but a joy. I can't do that. I have to do this, this, that, and the other. But when we see the intense beauty of Torah, the joy envelops us. It's the month of Sivan, the third month. Our Kabbalists who deal with these things tell us that Sivan is spelled with a samach, samach yud vav nun. But they also tell us that the letter samach is interchangeable with the letter Zion, and therefore Sivan can also be read as Zivan. Zivan means something which is radiant, like the ray of sunshine. Because Sivan and Zivan is symbolic of the ray of sun, which brings light and warmth. When we prepare ourselves properly, and we see that the Torah comes in a month which flows with light and warmth, this creates a tremendous sense of joy. Joy because warmth is something which gives us vitality, the ability to live comfortably, physically and spiritually. It enables us to be alive in the fullest sense of the word. And light? Light enables us to see things as they are. You know, every month, as you know, has a star sign. And the star sign of the month of Sivan is Gemini, the twins. A lot of discussion. Well, everywhere among the astrologists, Lahavdil, the Kabbalists, they talk about what is the symbolic idea of Gemini during the month of Sivan. Some people say it refers to the twins of Jacob and Esau, the great twins, the children of Isaac and Rebekah, two opposites, twins, where Jacob ultimately has to overwhelm the negativity of Esau. Esau represents exile, harshness, violence, power. Jacob represents the study of Torah, gentleness. And Jacob has to, through sheer effort and long endurance during difficult challenges, transform Esau into one who will understand and respect the ways of his father Isaac. That's the power of Torah. The power of Torah enables us to endure and survive the exile of Edom, Esau, who brought about the destruction of the Second Temple. The Kabbalists go further. They say, who are the real twins of the month of Sivan? That's God Almighty himself and the Jewish people. Twins? God and the Jewish people? God the Creator? Jewish people? Limited creatures? Yes. Where God himself allows himself to be twinned with the Jewish people. I've known twins. They have interesting behavioral patterns. They sometimes sense what the other one is feeling, even at a distance. They sometimes feel what the other one is feeling, even at a distance. You know, sometimes we Jews, we have this sense that something spiritual is taking place in our lives, because we are twinned with God. And of course, God, twinned with us, senses our feelings, our needs, our challenges, our difficulties, and he responds to them with love, with dedication, with care. We may not always see it. We may not always feel it, but it's there. And those moments when we feel him, they are real because we are twinned. And this is the month of Sivan. The month of Sivan, which contains the festival of Shavuot, what we're going to celebrate on Sunday night. And Sunday night is when we start with the incredible festival, when we celebrate Matan Torah, receiving the Torah. The Torah is given at Sinai. And what is the Torah? The Torah is the blueprint of creation. We finally begin to understand what God created and why he created it. For 2,000 years, the world went on in its merry way. A handful of people may have understood, but the vast majority didn't. Why did God create this world? Why did God create this incredible, complicated, often confusing creation, this universe? Universe which goes on and on and on, with all its celestial bodies, with all its levels of greatness and majestic beauty. Why? Why did God need this? And then God came to Sinai, and the Israelites stood around the mountain, and there was revelation. And what does revelation mean? Where God told us why through his Torah. In an instant we knew, but then we had to study. Then we had to take the Torah and internalize the Torah. Great scholars spend lifetimes understanding more and more, but it is there. It might be a secret and sometimes even a hidden secret, but it's not impossible. It is there. And this is bipnimiyut, internalization. Each and every one of us can and therefore must apply as much as possible to oneself dimensions of Torah. Each and every one of us has a route, a path into Torah. We have to use our minds. But what did we say before we received the Torah? Na'aseh b'nishma. We will do and we will understand. Another gateway to understanding Torah, another gateway to receiving Torah, is through the performance of mitzvot. That brings about clarity. When we do a mitzvah, it purifies our minds. It clarifies things to such a degree that when we apply our minds, we understand it so much better. It's not something which can be understood on an intellectual level alone. It's not a science which is separate from our behavior. Our behavior, understanding, is one and the same. And in fact, our actions must precede our understanding. Na'aseh v'nishma. That's the way it's structured. And that is the promise we made at Sinai. And it's not only an idle promise. It's a promise that we made as a result of knowing that that is the gateway to receive the Torah. That is the gateway to understanding what can, should, and must be understood. These are the ideas that come about during this time of the year, during the preparation for receiving the Torah. Sunday night, when we get the Torah. Well, starting to get the Torah the night before. This is a time to consider all these things. Now is a time. And this is why this Shabbos Bamidbar is always read at this time of the year before the festival of Shavuot. What does Bamidbar mean? In the desert. Because when God created the world was a magnificent, beautiful garden. But man's behavior, unfortunately, turned that garden into a desert. What happened with Torah? Gave us the ability of transforming that desert into a beautiful garden all over again. This is our job, through action, through study. We change the world into a better place. Matan Torah, everything changes. We understand why creation took place. We understand our place within creation. More of that soon.
This is the Parsha HaShavua with Rabbi Mendel Lipska, only on 101.9 High FM.
Dischem Wellness Clinic for adults offers convenient and professional care to help you manage health risks, whether you're having your regular wellness checks such as blood pressure or cholesterol. Dischem Wellness Clinics offers you a broad range of health screening services, including female health screening with pap smears, family planning, and pregnancy screening. Fast, affordable, and with care. Find your nearest Dischem Wellness Clinic inside Dischem Pharmacies. Better health starts here. Listen to this. Discover the delightful symphony of flavors at Friends Bakery in Sandringham. Every Friday, indulge in fresh baked flavor challahs like za'atar, homemade, and classic loaves, all perfect for Shabbat. Try the Friends Bakery new pretzel challah. You'll be a fan for life. For a limited time, enjoy free taster samples when you purchase your challah. Place your order easily via WhatsApp on 076-108-0085. That's 076-108-0085. And taste the difference that has everyone's taste buds buzzing. Visit Friends Bakery in Sandringham today and treat your taste buds to something extraordinary. So we're talking about the Festival of Shavuot, which is going to happen on Sunday night. And we know that the Festival of Shavuot has all these wonderful, wonderful customs. Many shuls have a dinner on the first night of Shavuot, usually a dairy dinner with all sorts of wonderful delicacies. And many shuls, particularly the Chabad houses, have ice cream parties on Shavuot morning for the children, because this is an important custom. More than a custom, it should be a rule. But everyone, men, women, children, even infants, should be in shul on the first day of Shavuot to hear the reading of the Ten Commandments. Yes, you heard me right. Men, women, children, and even infants should be in shul to hear the reading of the Ten Commandments. It is very important. Of course, on the first night of Shavuot, Tikkun Leil Shavuot, a lot of shuls have programs. People stay up much of the night. Some people stay up the entire night and daven early in the morning. Shavuot is a time that we reset our internal spiritual clocks, receiving the Torah and readjusting ourselves to a life that is governed by Torah, by the wisdom of God. Recognize who we are, recognizing that despite the fact that we are limited creatures, we have the ability and capacity to receive the Torah, to understand the Torah, to indulge in Torah, to study the Torah, to broaden our horizons, to become greater and better, and elevate ourselves to levels far beyond our normal abilities through our connection with Torah. And this is one of the reasons why always the Parsha of Bamidbar is read before Shavuot. Well, first of all, because it counts all the Jews, and it counts them again and again, individually, according to their tribes, according to their flags, according to their sections. Well, in so many different ways. It counts the Levites, it counts the Jewish people. The whole book of Devarim is called the Book of Numbers. Numbers because each and every single one counts. Each and every single one of us stood at Sinai from beginning to the very end of time. Whether we were there physically, we were all there spiritually, and we all heard the incredible declaration. We all saw the incredible miracle of revelation. We were given the Torah, this majestic, miraculous, powerful gift, the wisdom of God. And the Haftarah of the Parsha Bamidbar ends off in the most beautiful way, where God says that he will banish the bow and he will destroy the sword and he will cause war to leave this earth, and he will betroth us forever, and he will betroth us with righteousness and with justice and with loving kindness and with mercy and with the faith that we have in him, and he will do that forever. Can you believe that incredible relationship with God based upon all those majestic values? Faith, loving kindness, righteousness, justice, removing warfare, removing the instruments of war, a world of true everlasting peace. That's what the Haftarah talks about. That's what the prophet talks about. That's what the Parsha before Shavuot reminds us. It comes from the prophet of Hosea, who had these incredible visions of blessing, of peace. Yes, from time to time he rebuked us, but he always speaks to us about the glorious redemption. He speaks to us about a glorious future as well. And this is why the Shabbos is so important, Bamidbar. It might sound a bit repetitive with names, with numbers, But there's a message there, a personal message, and it's a message that will connect us to the festival of Shavuot. So when you are in shul tomorrow, you have to do a couple of things. First of all, commit yourself to being in shul on Monday morning. If you have children, commit yourself to bring the children, even infants, and share that information with your entire family and friends. Bring them to shul on Monday morning. Now more than ever, living in the world that we do, we have to implement every possible powerful act that we can to bring about miraculous change, to remove war, to remove negativity, to remove anything that is wrong and evil. We have to be instruments of good. We have to reconnect, bring everyone to shul, and let our prayers be heard on high. And when you're in shul tomorrow, as I always say, listen carefully to the words that are being spoken to you. And when you are in shul on Monday, listen carefully to the Ten Commandments. And don't forget, the Ten Commandments are not said collectively. They're said singularly. God is talking privately and personally to each and every one of us. So first of all, may we receive the Torah b'simcha u'b'pnimiyut, with joy and with internalization. Have a wonderful Shabbos and Chag Sameach.